It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, and a little bit of Katie as well, recorded all of this week at our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And I'll let you know exactly what this podcast is all about. We release one of these episodes every Saturday, and it's very different to what we do during the week. I'll explain all in a moment. But before I do, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market is just an amazing place. It's been on the go for 30 years now. That's how popular it is. It's probably the nation's best market anywhere, but definitely the nation's favourite Sunday market. You will find everything and anything at Fairy House Sunday Market. Clothing, shoes, workwear, rugs, mats, kitchenware, power tools, hand tools, toys and gifts, you name it, you will find it at Fairy House Sunday Market. And they also have a car boot sale for people who want to declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. There's a very big car boot section of the market as well. So a couple of weeks ago, I visited Fairy House Sunday Market, and I met a lot of the different stall holders. And I spoke to one man, and his name is Angle. And Angle just loves making coffee every week at the Barista Angel in Fairy House Sunday Market.
Jon Angel is coming for Barista Angel, the art of coffee. Is coming Angel from my name, which is Angel.
What makes your coffee so popular?
Well, I say the coffee is good. It's all Arabica. I use very, very good coffee, which is growing above the sea 1,200, 1,600 meters. Passion and love as well in every single cup. It's what they get, and everybody coming here, look at this, how beautiful it is. Delicious and smooth and so on. Also, the attitude of serving coffee, it's my passion. I love it. I love it every single cup I make. I'm not joking at all.
Lovely man, and lovely coffee he makes as well. That is Angle from Barista Angel at Fairy House Sunday Market. Check out Fairy House Sunday Market on Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. It's at Fairy House Racecourse near Rathoath in County Meath. So make sure you pop along. Now, what do we want to deal with on this latest Opinions Matter? Well, this is our new weekly edition called Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 10. Now, on this show, just to explain what we do on Opinions Matter Extra. When we record our show live during the week, we broadcast it on Facebook. And while the audience is building on our Facebook page before our main topic of conversation, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in the studio and just waffle away with the most random shite you can think of. So on this episode, you will hear Jeremy's theory. This is fascinating. Jeremy's theory as to where cesarean sections got their name, the cesarean part, where that name actually came from. We find out how nobody donated any money to a medical fundraiser. Well, is it really medical? You'll find out in a while. And is it manly for men to drink cocktails with umbrellas? Well, you'll hear me ripping the piss out of our Jeremy over that. And also, we'll be talking to Katie about her gaming addiction. All that and much more on this weekly Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode 10. Now, let's go back to last Monday.
Now, just before we do anything, I just want to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, that I may have to take... Now, this isn't a joke, actually. I know every time I say things, people think it's a setup for a gag.
Yeah.
No gags today.
No gags, okay, go on.
It's a gag-free, this is a gag-free day. But I may have to just hop up out of the chair and take a call, which is why I just want to put my phone on silent. So I would do that now.
Sorry, you may have to hop up and...
I'm expecting a call from someone very important, and if I don't take the call, he'll never call me again. I'll literally never get a call from him again, so I'm looking at...
So who is it? The president?
No, it's not the president. No, it's the Virgin Media... The Virgin Media Man.
The Virgin Media Man.
So he's ringing me. Oh, shut up. He's... Oh, jeez, there's a...
What?
There's a friend. I have to talk about this, actually. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I have to talk about this particular female friend of mine. Anyway, the Virgin Media guy is coming to fix me broadband. It's been down for the last week.
Okay.
And he gives you a window.
A window?
I'll be here between 3:46 and 3:51. And if you're not there, you'll miss me.
So you're telling me that if the Virgin Media Man rings you, you're hopping up and legging it?
No. It's very complicated. GDPR, personal details, can't get into it. But my mum is in the house.
Okay.
So we have
so
to...
So then there's no issue?
There is, because my mother, if the Virgin Media Man says, hello, ma'am, how are you? The first thing she's going to say is, oh, I don't live here. I don't know anything. Don't ask me any questions.
But does she speak like that?
She does. She does when she gets upset. And he's going to say to her, he says, okay, ma'am, can you tell me where the router is? Router, I don't know what a router is. She'll end up showing him the microwave oven. He'll end up fixing me microwave oven. She hasn't got a clue. No more than your mother knows what a router is.
Of course she does.
Ah, she's been given a good route, I'd say.
You can't say that.
Can you not say that anymore?
But my mother, no.
About your mother?
No. Mature woman.
Very mature. Older than my mother, actually.
Not much, though. No. Not much.
But your mother looks older than my mother.
Oh, you can't say that either.
You can when it's fact. You actually can when it's fact.
How dare you?
No, you can say things that are factually true.
I disagree,
in
though.
In other words, I can say the sky is blue today. Or is it? Yeah. It is somewhere.
It's a bit grey.
I can say the sky is blue because that's a fact. My mother looks younger than your mother.
But you haven't seen my mother in years.
She's doing really well.
She's doing really well.
She gave birth to you.
Anyway, so the Virgin Media Man.
How did she pass you out with that nose on you? How did you come out? You must have come out the sunroof, did you? Are you a sunroof baby?
No, I wasn't.
When did the sunroof start as an option?
Oh, in the 80s, I suppose.
Was it not around before the 80s?
For emergencies, yeah.
Because someone told me, now I didn't want to talk about this, it's quite heavy, but someone told me that it came from Julius Caesar.
What did Julius Caesar got to do
that's
with
what it's named
a sunroof
after.
Birth?
That's what the sunroof is named after. Hail Caesar!
Caesar?
Okay, what's the word?
The cesarean section,
so
yeah.
Why do you think they came up with that name? Why do you think... Have you ever met a doctor called Caesar?
No, I haven't, funny enough, no.
Have you ever been in a hospital where the doctor, you know when he does his rounds with the clipboard? I'd love one of those clipboards, by the way. You know when he comes around with the clipboard and he goes, bed number 23, oh, Adrian Kennedy, so you had... 2 shots of methamphetamine at 2 o'clock. And how are you feeling? How are you?
Yeah, grand, yeah.
And we're going to hook you up to a drip now, Mr. Kennedy. You know, he has everything on the folder. It's beautiful.
What's the point you're trying to make here?
I never met a doctor called Caesar.
No, Dr. Caesar, no.
So the I suppose if you go to Mexico, hey, I'm Caesar, your doctor.
Cesar.
Yeah. So the person who invented the cesarean section, by the way, hello to every woman who's...
Never had one.
...who's taken the easy way out. Well done. Fair play to you.
That's a man saying that.
Well, obviously, it's a man. Yeah, well done for taking the easy way out. Well done.
No, sometimes there are emergencies.
Well done. Easy way.
No.
Easy way.
Like sometimes the cesarean is an emergency.
It's like these people who take Ozempic to lose weight. Buy a fucking treadmill, you fat pigs. It's cheating. Babies weren't meant to come out the sunroof. By the way, my wife has had a C-section and an emergency C-section.
Yeah, well then.
The only reason I'm being brave about this is because I know she doesn't listen to this podcast. But if anybody...
Why does she not support your work?
If any of you know my wife, please don't send her the link to this podcast. Caesar invented the C-section. That's actually...
He invented it.
I'm not making that up. That is the truth.
Julius Caesar invented the C-section.
Was his name Julius?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Julius Caesar.
They only had one name back then.
Julius Caesar.
It was just Caesar.
It wasn't. You fool of a man.
Yes, he invented the C-section. So I think what happened was his wife...
Yeah, Julius Caesar. Julius.
Julius. So his wife, who was Mrs. Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Caesar, it was probably pronounced back then. Where are they from? What country are they from?
Rome.
The country of Rome.
Well, it used to be the Roman Empire.
Was it a country?
Yeah.
It didn't used to be called Italy.
No.
Didn't know that. Anyway, Caesar's wife was pregnant.
Okay.
And now this may or may not be true. I think I remember, because I had a classical education, as many of you know. I went to a very private and exclusive school on the outskirts of Dublin where we learned Latin, Arabic.
By the way, this may or may not be a true story. You are Walter Mitty, aren't you?
No.
You live in a different world.
Caesar Mitty.
You live in a completely different world.
No world. Anyway, Caesar's wife was pregnant back in the day.
Okay.
And...
So about 75 BC, that was when he was knocking around.
I don't know the exact year she was pregnant, but she was pregnant. And as most of you women know who've ever been pregnant, towards the final trimester, you know that, you're about to become a father.
I'm not about to become a father.
Oh, sorry, God, grandfather.
Correct.
Oh, the jokes. I have so much material when you become a grandfather.
Why, like what?
I have pages of jokes.
Like what?
Oh, just, but I can't, don't use up all my jokes now. I'll wait until the Sprague comes out. And Caesar's wife was pregnant and she was in the final trimester.
Okay.
And she said, Julian, I can't take
Julius.
This. Julius. What do you call him, Julian? Julius, I can't take this anymore.
Okay.
I can't take it anymore, she said. My feet are swollen. Yeah.
Yeah.
My ankles are swollen. My nipples are sore. And he says, because where's your Italian? What you want me to do about it?
That's the way he spoke.
What you want me to do about it?
Interesting. Yeah, go on anyway. Yeah.
Sounds like he's from Dundalk there, actually. Yep. And she says, I need the baby out. I can't take another couple of weeks of this baby kicking inside me.
Okay.
So he said, I've got an idea. I know what I am going to do. So apparently, now I don't know exactly what happened after that, but apparently he got a sharp implement and said, lie you down on the bed. And I will perform the operation.
Jeez, I'd run a mile if somebody was speaking like that to me.
And Mrs. Caesar lay down on the bed and Julian.
Julius.
Julius. You sure that was his name? Doesn't
yeah, positive.
Sound right.
No, positive.
And Julian.
That wasn't his name.
You were probably were around then. See, yeah. Your grandfather jokes are starting already. And he made a slit, if you will. No, what's it called in medical terms?
An incision.
That's why you're a doctor. And he made a incision into Mrs. Caesar and took little baby Julian out and says, there you go. You don't have to wait another 3 weeks. There is the baby.
Where was this man from?
Rome. It's in Rome. And he sewed her back up.
Yeah.
Sewed her? Sewed her? What's the point tense of sew?
He sewed her back up, yeah.
That doesn't sound right, sewed.
Well, go on, will you?
Sewed her back up. And he says, I now know that I am going to call this a procedure. The Caesar.
Procedure? Where is he from, RD?
See, did you let anybody from RD operate on you?
No.
No. And from that point on, he called it, originally it was called the Caesar section.
Was
that's
it?
What he, that's the, this is the truth. And then as time went on, he ended up it became what's known as the Caesarian section. Thank you.
That what? Story may or may not be true in any way.
No. I think it's actually 95% certain that it is, as reported by the gods. You know the Greek gods?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know any of their names.
What's his
I was
name?
Never into the whole Greek god thing.
No classic. That's because you went to a scumbag school.
But then, come on, rattle off the names there, Mr.
On Tuesdays in Adrian's school, it was how to hotwire a car.
Correct.
Great
that
class.
It was a brilliant
great class.
Great class. Yeah, it was.
No, but you went to a school where they... See, my school was an academic school.
Right, so come on, name some Greek gods.
Where are they?
Quick.
Zeus. And his wife.
Mrs. Zeus.
No, your woman. The goddess of love. What's her name?
I have no idea. Valentine.
So my wife's the goddess of love, actually, sorry.
Oh, you lick arse gobshite.
I'm after saying the C-section is the easy way out. I have to get back into the good book.
But she doesn't listen to this podcast.
What's her name? Your woman with the bow and the arrow.
I've absolutely no
Aphrodite.
Idea.
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite was Zeus's missus.
Yeah. Well, his wife back then. Yeah, yeah. That is 100% true. And I didn't even want to mention. Why did I end up mentioning it?
I don't know why you mentioned it.
But C-sections. How do we end up talking?
Sunroofs.
How do we end up? Well, it is a day for a sunroof. There we go. It always comes back to the start of the conversation. By the way, did you see the wanker in the car park?
Who?
In our car park. Down there.
No.
Oh, sitting in the car park.
Who?
Well, I don't know what his name. Who? What do you know?
But what is he?
Woo-hoo. He has the soft top down.
Oh, really?
Did you not see him? He's literally parked, no. Beside, he's parked beside your car. There's a fella in the car park where we are at the moment. Can't say where it is. And
but everybody knows where we are.
Okay, and he's sitting in the car park now, and I don't think I'm shaming him for saying this, but he has a soft top car. I think it's a Saab. Is that a make a car?
It is. Well, it was. It's not anymore.
Well, it clearly is. He's driving one.
Yeah, but they're gone now.
Well, no, they're not. It's one in the car park.
No. They don't make them anymore.
And he has the soft top down, and he's sitting in the car park, literally sitting back.
Oh, what a wanker. Come here, I have to give a shout out to Steve. How are you, Steve?
Yeah.
And Steve is listening to us this afternoon live.
The live?
In Dubrovnik.
In Hungary?
No, it's not Hungary, you fool. It's Croatia.
Oh, Croatia, of course.
So Steve, it's a beautiful city. Absolutely.
I've been there before.
Absolutely beautiful. Why did you not know the country then?
I've been within the medieval walls of the city.
Yes,
beautiful.
Beautiful city, yeah.
Beautiful.
Enjoy, Steve. Enjoy.
Hang on, I just want to message our boss and tell him we have a listener in Croatia.
Yeah, do. Send an all-staff email.
Actually, you sound like...
Well, actually, there's no point. The staff are just sitting over there.
Hi, Amanda. You sound like you are actually, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the type of wanker that would buy a soft-top car.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no.
You are against.
If I lived in Spain or somewhere, I would.
No, you actually
would. But if I would, then I would have. I didn't.
Well, when was the last time you saw even one of those for sale? I
wouldn't want a soft top car.
Oh, you would.
No, they're wankers' car.
You'd be wearing a scarf, and the scarf would be blown and around. You have your
Ray. If I lived in Spain, I'd have one.
You'd have your Ray-Ban shades on, your cigarette in your mouth, and a bottle of Corona Light in your hand.
Drink driving is not condoned on this podcast.
It's alcohol free, Ed.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Guys, I have to tell you about an email that I got on my phone. Although, where else would you get an email?
Well, you can get it on a computer. You can get it on a tablet. You can get an email anywhere.
Well, I got it on my phone. And some of you are going to laugh when you hear about this email. But before I tell you what the email is, if I were to set up a GoFundMe, is that what it's called? How easy is it to set up one of those?
Too easy, actually.
Before I say what I'm looking for money for, if I were to set up a GoFundMe page, mm-hmm. how many of you would donate?
It depends what you. What are you raising money for?
It doesn't matter. I'll tell you that afterwards. It doesn't matter what it's for. Would you give me money or not?
Well, no, not if it's to go on a holiday. But if it was to get your life-saving surgery, then maybe.
Okay, I don't need life-saving. I have health insurance. That'll cover that. We're okay.
Yeah.
Health insurance.
Right, so what are you raising money for?
I don't want to say at the moment, but I just want to know, would any of you actually
donate money?
So if we were to set up a GoFundMe now, can you do it quick? How long does it take?
Only a couple of minutes.
And where does the money go?
To the person who set it up in the first place.
So you have to give your bank account details. Does it go straight to your bank account?
What are you getting at?
There's some money going into my bank account.
Here, can I just tell you, if you were to set up a GoFundMe right now, you'll raise a euro, and that'll probably be yours.
Why would I donate money to myself? Yeah,
so come on, tell me about the email.
You just see online when a scumbag dies from being a joyrider, yes? Yeah. Scumbag dog goes out and drives a car. By the way, when people are doing impressions of driving, yeah?
Why do they do that with their hands?
And why is the steering wheel always huge? I've never seen a car with a steering wheel that big. And so when a joyrider wraps himself around the lamppost, and they're always called Jordan, yeah?
Yeah, so Jordan wraps a car around the lamppost.
Wraps a car around the lamppost.
He's brown bread.
No, he's not brown bread. He has life-altering substance. No, not substance.
Injuries, yeah.
Life-altering injuries, yeah. Yeah. And Jordan's ma, yeah, because Jordan was bored, he climbed out the window of the bedroom. I didn't know he was robbing cars. He's me angel.
Will you get on with the story?
Jordan's ma sets up a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, and raises thousands.
She raises thousands, even though her son was a little fucking...
Yeah. Just because all the other tow rags chip in.
So tow rags donate for tow rags. Yeah. So it's a little sort of community.
Will you please tell me about this email that you got?
It doesn't matter, but will you donate to me? How many of you will donate to me?
Nobody will donate unless they know what it is.
Okay. The company is in Turkey. So you know where this is going. Okay? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find the email now because a few more.
Will you lash that off, by the way, please?
Well, I can't. You do while I'm doing this. I'm trying to find the email. Where is those emails? So I got this email last night, mm-hmm. and I don't know how they got my email address. One of you fuckers probably gave them my email address. I'm talking about you. Either you or Katie.
Go on, will you?
And it's from a company called, here it is, Estenove.
Right.
In Turkey. And they've offered me a hair transplant.
Right.
But there's nothing funny about that.
That is funny.
There's nothing funny.
Shave it off.
So you needed a prostate transplant a few years ago. Did I laugh when you had cancer? No, so shut up.
You don't have cancer. You're just a bald head.
So the company is called Estenove, and they've offered me 70% off a full...
Oh,
yeah. So I can get a full... Listen to this. Now, how much would you say?
I have no idea.
They're offering me a hair transfer for 2,100 quid.
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't trust that.
No, that sounds like they've given me 70% off.
Oh, no. That's very dodge.
What do you mean it's very dodge? So hang on, if I offered you a BMW for $5,000...
I'd want to know its history. It's probably been crashed somewhere along the line.
What is
it? It's a write-off.
Well, no, I haven't Googled the company, and I don't. Let's not have them sue us. So let's not say anything about their company, okay? but they're based.
That's too cheap. That's all I'm saying to you. Something, if it's too good to be true, it normally is. Have you never heard that expression?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know loads of people, and in fact, looking at some of our listeners, and when you look at their profiles on Facebook, a lot of you have been to Istanbul. A lot of you have been to Istanbul.
How do you know that?
Because we have fat people who are now skinny. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
we have flat-chested women who now look like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yep.
We have people who used to have junky teeth. You know, junky teeth.
Yeah, and now have turkey teeth.
Now they have turkey teeth. I actually have three friends who've been to Turkey. Now, the three friends don't know each other, and they don't know the nicknames we have for them.
So what are the nicknames?
So we have Turkey Teeth.
Yeah.
You don't know Turkey Teeth now. So Turkey Teeth went about 2 years ago. Now, in fairness, his teeth were rotten. He was a smoker all his life. And his teeth looked like a pack of John Player Blue. They were manky teeth. And he got Turkey Teeth on. We've Turkey Tits.
Turkey Teeth, you
know,
Turkey Tits.
You know Turkey Tits.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Red
the woman from up the road here.
Red hair.
Up the road here.
No, they did a fine job on them.
Why? How did you get a look at them?
Since she got them done, she's happy to. No, she hasn't whipped them out. She said, I don't want her husband to beat me up. But she wears clothes that complement her turkey tits.
Okay.
So we'd rate the turkey tits 8. What score would you give them?
They're not bad. Yeah, not bad.
No, but out of 10?
8. Yeah, 8.
Yeah, we won't. Why wouldn't you go 10?
Ah, 8 will do.
So we have turkey teeth.
Turkey tits.
We have turkey tits and turkey toupee. Now, you don't know Turkey Toupee. So Turkey Toupee is a mate of mine from the gym.
Who's as bald as fuck and now he's got a full head of hair.
No, he wasn't bald. He was receding like myself.
And you've receded. You're not receding, you've receded.
Anyway, Turkey Toupee looks absolutely ridiculous. So I think what happened, this will be my fear about going to Turkey for a hair transplant. By the way, now that you all know why I need the money, be honest, just reply in the comments, yes or no. Will you donate money if I set up a GoFundMe?
For a hair transplant.
Because you go donate for Jordan, who only has one arm now. Jordan, one arm Jordan.
What? Give me a reason why somebody would want to donate money to you to go to Turkey to get your hair done.
Now, here's the thing, and I've always said this about you. I'm quite receding. And here's the thing. It's never bothered me. It only ever seems to bother other people because they'll slag me over. It absolutely doesn't bother me at all. But if it makes you all happy, if you'd like me to come in next week and look like Bradley Cooper with a mane, I'd have a mane. You know what I mean?
You'd look ridiculous.
I don't think I would.
Here, you've been bald since the day I ever met you.
My fear. Anyway, would you? Oh God, look at all the. So people are texting in no, but emphatic no's.
Yeah, no, big capital letter no's.
Capital letter no's. So it's not even, geez, I might give you.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if you all gave a tenner, I'd be able to go over. Now, by the way, the flights aren't included in that.
Oh, are they not?
But you can get, who flies to Istanbul?
Turkish Airlines.
Well, that would make sense, obviously. Yeah. Jesus, there's not one person.
No, not one person is donating to you.
Fuckers. Absolutely.
But why should they? As somebody said, you can afford that by yourself with your three jobs and gated community and whatnot.
My fear is, here's my fear, that when you go to Turkey, I've never been to Turkey, have you?
Yep.
Where have you been?
Istanbul.
They don't speak good English there.
No, they speak perfect English, actually.
No, they don't.
All of them do.
No, they do. So my barber's Turkish, and he doesn't speak good English.
Well, then he's the exception. Everywhere, they all spoke perfect English.
No, that's not. They speak Arabic, you fool.
But they actually don't.
Oh, do they not?
They speak Turkish. It's a different language altogether.
But it's kind of like Arabic, isn't it?
It's not.
It? Okay. Anyway, my fear is the language barrier. So I said...
You're not listening to me. They all speak perfect English. Everywhere I went in Istanbul, they all spoke perfect English.
No, that's not actually true.
How do you know? You haven't been there.
Oh, because I know Turkish people. I know Turkish people.
They're the gobshites that had to leave the country because they were so thick.
No, I know Turkish people. I know Turkish people. And I'm telling you now, my fear is that I would be sitting down in the chair in said place, yeah? And somewhere along the line, there'll be a breakdown in communication, yeah? And they'd end up making me trans.
With a fine head of hair.
Yeah, trans with a head of hair. Because you never see bald women.
Okay, all I can tell you is that the doctors doing these procedures all have perfect English.
But no, they but do. Just say they put
Even
you...
Even their websites are in English. What do you want?
Well, anybody can do a website. I can do a website. I can set up a website in Swahili if you want.
Off you go.
My point is they put me asleep, yeah?
Yep.
And then I wake up...
With no penis.
And I'm trans.
Yeah.
Or they've taken out a kidney. Or a liver. Can you survive?
So you think that
can
the
you survive without a liver?
No.
Okay. Well,
so you think that the medical system in Turkey is so bad?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I don't want to be sued by the Turkish people. You're lovely people and all that. But I'm just saying that I would be afraid. Would you not
you
be
would
afraid?
Be afraid.
Yeah, I'd be afraid. Or that they
would... No, the reason you should be afraid is you don't have 1 cent to go and pay for it. Not one person has donated money.
No.
What are you doing?
Oh, hang on, I'm just listening to a message.
What's
oh,
going on?
Hang on.
What's
oh,
going
yeah,
on?
Hang on. Oh, Stephen.
Play that bit louder there, why don't
well,
you?
I had to hear it. Yeah, there it goes, because they didn't play it. They didn't listen to it. I'm going to get the finger out. This is Stephen.
Jeremy, you're a funny man. You're looking to go out to
yes,
Turkey to get a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're saying in the same breath that your barber doesn't speak English. Bit of an Irish statement there to make, lad.
No, it's not. Okay. My barber does, no, he does speak English, but it's very poor English. But basically, the first time I went into my showed him a photograph of what my hairstyle was to be. And it was a photograph of Brad Pitt, actually, at the Oscars last year.
And he said, impossible.
No, he didn't. And he said, oh, I know that man. Bad Pitt. That's Brad Pitt. You want Brad Pitt hair? I do Brad Pitt hair for you. And
where's he from? South Africa?
No, he's actually from a city in Turkey called, is it Durban?
That's in South Africa.
Doha.
That's in another country. Qatar.
No, it's Doha, I think he's from.
Anyway.
No, he's from, what's the capital?
The capital is Istanbul. Oh, well, Ankara.
Ankara he's from. Sorry, he's from Ankara. So the first time I was in, I showed him a photograph of Brad Pitt. Ah, I make you look like Brad Pitt. No problem. Brad Pitt. I do Brad Pitt for you. Can't pronounce his R's for some reason.
Right, but you never came in looking like Brad Pitt.
Well, I did. He gives me a Brad Pitt haircut. The point is...
What's a Brad Pitt haircut?
At the Oscars last year. Look it up. The point is, I would be afraid that when I'm asleep, they'd like transport my pubes onto the top of my head.
That's about the only thing to see. Any hope you have.
Well, can you imagine if they took your
So pool? are you going to set up a fundraiser? Because nobody is donating, I'm afraid.
Not one person. Not literally.
You could run a Strictly Fundraiser night and nobody's going to donate.
I don't even know what they are. What are they?
A Strictly Fundraiser. Where you get people to dance for you.
Why would people dance for me?
They wouldn't.
He says he left a bad piss on the top of your head. That's actually funny. Honestly, Keith, he's from Turkey and he can't pronounce his R's. So he's from Turkey.
Turkey.
Why are you slagging people who can't pronounce their R's? But anyway.
So anyway, the bottom line is no point in setting up a fundraiser because not one person will donate to you. Not literally, there is not one. Well, Angela says she'd donate 50 cent.
That ain't gonna even going to get me to Dublin Airport, to be
honest
with you.
No, it won't even get you outside your front door.
But imagine ending up with pubes on your head.
Oh, no, sorry, she changed her mind. Actually, F off, 25 cent you gave out to me the last week. So that's it.
So I'm not going to Turkey. Now, I have to say, and a big shout out to him, he's a big fan of the podcast, Councillor Gavin Pepper did go to Turkey last year to get his hair done, fair play to you. And I think, you know, people will think I'm taking the piss. I think his hair transplant actually looks quite well. Have you seen?
I have, yeah.
Spider fringe. What? Councillor Gavin Pepper! What do you think of Gavin's hair?
It's mighty.
No, but it actually...
But you would look ridiculous just suddenly arriving in, rocking in after 2 weeks in Turkey with a fine head of hair. Everyone would laugh
but
at you.
But it doesn't happen overnight. It happened... Like, if you look when Councillor Pepper, yeah?
Yeah.
Came back from Turkey, there was no change. People say, you waste your fucking money, Gavin.
I know, it's after growing now. Yeah,
yeah,
grand.
Yeah. And... Now it looks like he, in fairness to Gavin Pepper, he does look like sort of George Clooney at the moment. Do you not think
Said
so?
Nobody ever.
Isn't it a bizarre thing? He's always giving out about people planting themselves in the country. They literally planted his arse hair on top of his head. Literally. Where did they get the hair from?
I don't know. I don't care either. I really don't.
Is there any money?
No, not 1 cent,
not
so you may forget it.
Oh, there. Money. There we go.
45 cent.
From Peter O'Farrell for Jeremy's new pube hair. Thank you very, very much.
45 whole cent.
Because you know pube hair is different to the hair in your head.
Yeah.
No, you do know that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It doesn't grow as long.
No.
Because when was the last time you cut your pubes?
Years ago.
Yeah. So why is that? Why does pube hair not grow? Like if you don't shave your pubes between now and 2030.
Yeah.
If you just leave it, it will not go any longer.
No.
So pubes, they get to the stage where...
But that's what happened on your head.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Why do you have to make that noise?
It's just the noise I make. You make noise when you're eating and...
Do you always make that? Like, if you're sitting at the table with the kids having dinner?
It's a constant... There are many reasons why my family hate me.
Yeah, and one of them is slurping your drink.
Yeah, and I mean my kids and my wife. Do you ever go into a house where you just don't feel welcome? Oh, do you though? That's my house.
Is it?
Yeah.
As soon as you stroll in the door, it's like, oh, here he is.
I'll arrive home this evening and you literally see the kids rolling their eyes and go, oh, he's home. We were having so much fun before he came home. Anyway.
Are you that much of a prick?
I have a bit of a dry throat, so... The people here at the White Sands Hotel have provided me with a lovely cordial, which was very cordial of them.
It was very cordial of them.
Cordial means kind.
I know what it means.
You're going to a pub, by the way, and the big free jugs of cordial for kids. That's the way every pub should do it. No, I didn't pay for this, by the way. I got it for free.
Yeah, some bars are charging like $150.
I do not accept people charging for cordial. Do you?
I do.
Oh, you do accept it?
I do, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, here we go.
No, a pub is there to make money. They can't be given away for... I was in a pub the other night and everybody was drinking bloody blackcurrant.
No, rephrase that. You are in a pub every night.
No, I'm not, no.
Oh, yeah. But so what night do you not go to pubs?
I was in a pub the other night, yeah?
Yeah.
At a social function.
Oh!
And everybody was drinking bloody Ribena.
That sounds like great crack, that does.
No, but my point is, if I was the bar owner, I would charge them. You can't be having people living for free.
Well, we were out for afternoon dining at the weekend, last weekend, just gone. And
usual place? No?
Where?
You know that place you go to all the time.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
No, we weren't in Jasmine, actually. Anyway, my wife ordered a drink, and I ordered a drink. I ordered a cocktail, which I'll get to that in a second. But, oh, yeah, I have to mention that. And they brought their kids out a free jug of blackcurrant, and it was very nice.
Were you drinking cocktails with your kids around?
Well, that's not the issue. The issue is we were sitting down for a lovely slap-up meal. Very exclusive place.
With kids.
Michelin star.
You didn't bring your kids to a Michelin star. They wouldn't be allowed in.
No, there were stars.
They're so rambunctious, they'd be run out of the place.
No, there were stars there and there were Michelin stars. Anyway, I'm in this Michelin star restaurant on Sunday with the kids.
This part of the story may or may not be true.
No, it's all true. And the kids got a free jug of cordial, which is fine. Anyway, I looked at the menu. And I said to myself, it's very rare that I would, but on a Sunday. But I looked at the cocktail menu and said, oh, I'll have one of those. And I can't even remember what it was called, but it was gorgeous. It was an apple crumble cocktail.
An apple crumble cocktail? Yeah.
And as I'm ordering it, that's it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Anyway.
Apple crumble cocktail?
Yeah.
Let's Google that. Go on, anyway.
As I'm going to order it, my wife, God rest her, turns around to me.
Why is she dead?
Oh, she will be. Sooner rather than later.
There is a thing called...
If my wife was killed now, God forbid, the audio of me just saying that would be literally incriminating in court, wouldn't it?
It would. It absolutely would.
I can actually hear the court case now, yeah?
But Mr. Dixon, you said on your podcast, may she rest in peace.
And then they get the clip.
Yeah,
and she
played in court.
What did I just say? Can we edit that out? I've literally just incriminated me.
God rest her, you said.
Oh, Jesus. So even if she is, and I wouldn't wish it on her, because I love her. If she's knocked down by a bus on the way home, they'll think that I paid the busman to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God rest her.
Anyway.
Sorry, there is an apple crumble cocktail.
Yeah, I'm not making
it up. Who knew?
I'm not making it up.
Who knew?
Anyway... as I'm ordering the cocktail, my wife starts giving me daggers. Now, that's not uncommon. She gives me daggers when I breathe. She literally gives me daggers.
Right.
But I mean, don't be laughing like your wife loves you. She hates
the blood. Can't stand
she
me, yeah.
She literally, what's the word she said to me? Despises the air you breathe.
That's probably true,
so
yeah.
Don't you be laughing.
Come on, anyway.
Anyway, she says, oh, you can't, oh my God, I'm ordering a cocktail. Now, why do people feel differently about men drinking cocktails on holidays and not on holidays. So when we go on holidays, the only thing I will drink is cocktails. Round the clock. As soon as I get up, I have a martini.
But you don't drink. That's very strange.
On holidays I do. I'd have a martini.
With the kids.
With the kids.
Getting rubber drunk.
Yeah, let the kids.
I've heard these stories.
Yeah, yeah. They're all true. But the point I'm trying to make is never, ever.
Go on.
When I'm on holidays, does my wife bat an eyelid if I order a cocktail for lunch, if I have a pina colada for lunch?
Yeah.
But why is it when you're in Ireland, and this happens quite a bit, if we're at social events, the event we were at last week, remember the going away party?
Yeah, yeah.
She's gone, by the way.
Good, yeah.
Why is it good?
Well, I don't know her, so.
Grandmother's in bits.
Oh, really?
No, I was in bits.
Go on, anyway.
So we were at my friend's going away party 2 weeks ago, and again, people were all ordering pints and stuff like that. And I went up to the bar with my former wife. And
you just incriminated yourself again.
Damn it, I keep on doing that. And I said, can I have a sex on the beach? And she goes, no, you are not ordering.
And she's dead right.
Why, what is wrong? Can somebody tell me?
I'll tell you the equivalent in our house.
Can somebody tell me what is wrong? What is the difference between me drinking a pina colada in a restaurant on a Sunday afternoon and drinking a pina colada in what's the name of the bar you work in Lanzarote?
The L Triangle.
The what?
The L Triangle.
The L Triangle.
Owl Triangle. Owl. Old. Owled.
What?
Stop being a prick. You know quite well what I'm saying.
L.
The L Triangle, yeah.
That's where you work?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference between me doing that and sitting in the L? I presume they sell cocktails in the L Triangle.
They do, but they wouldn't let you in the door.
By the way, if L Triangle, I know you listen to this podcast, I'm available for her. DJ events.
They don't want you.
What? Unlike you,
yeah.
If I was working there, I wouldn't be drinking the fucking profits. Literally.
Anyway,
they told me the last gig you did.
You
there,
want to know why you can't. You're not allowed to drink a cocktail here in Ireland, but you can when you go away.
Now, Paul is saying cocktails here are mad expensive on holidays. That's not the reason. Because my wife wouldn't be stingy. She likes spending. Oh, does she like spending money? So it's not the money. She just thinks it looks silly.
It does.
For a man to drink a cocktail. Now, the cocktail I ordered on Sunday, the Apple Crumble, it came with
An umbrella. Stop it now.
The top of the glass was, maybe it wasn't a Michelin star restaurant after all. I'm just thinking. I think literally they got a stencil on the front of the building, yeah? They literally put a stencil up and spray painted a Michelin star onto the wall. I don't think it was a Michelin star.
Right, they painted it on the wall.
Because they kind of had jelly and ice cream on the menu.
It definitely was. Sorry, the equivalent to my house is when I order jelly and ice cream. Herself goes absolutely ballistic.
Do you order jelly and ice cream?
I did only on Sunday. And she wasn't happy at all.
Well, what did she say to you?
Grow up.
See, that's a controlling relationship. That's a red flag.
Same as yours.
No.
Don't order a cocktail when you're on holidays.
Sorry, what's it called? What's it called again?
Coercive control.
Yep. You are being coercive. Are you okay?
So are you.
Just blink twice if you're not safe. I'll sort you out.
Anyway.
You just blinked twice.
I didn't.
I get you help. So what is the difference?
You shouldn't be. Men don't drink cocktails.
Really?
Yeah, with umbrellas and sugar around the glass and all that shite. Seriously.
The second cocktail I had, because I wasn't driving that day, was a loop-de-loop cocktail.
Oh, sounds nice.
So it's a cocktail that looks like a loop-de-loop. So it's green, yellow and...
Chocolate?
You can't say that's inappropriate.
Green,
brown.
Yellow and...
Brown. Green, yellow and brown. And it tastes exactly like a loop-de-loop. Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh. But would you drink one of them? Say for instance, you were at a social event this evening.
Yeah, would I have a cocktail?
Yeah.
No, not in a million years, no.
Yeah, see, I was on a work trip a couple of years ago. As you know, we were in Prague on a work trip. And I was with a lot of them high movers, high rollers.
High shakers.
Big shakers. Shakes. There was shakes.
Shift shakers.
No, there were shakes there.
Oh, was there?
Oh, yeah, there was people in Arab attire there.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So you
They weren't drinking, by the way.
Ah.
What?
Ah, some of them do.
You'll never see a shake with a pint in his hand.
No, you probably won't.
No, you won't see.
Anyway, go on.
I was with a lot of important people in the media industry. Big names. Big people.
Name names.
People. Some of them would have sacked you in the past.
Oh.
Big names. Big wigs.
So go on anyway. Don't tell me you ordered a cocktail in front of all of them.
So we were in this very lovely little bar stroke restaurant in Prague, which is a lovely city.
Was that a Michelin star as well?
Well, no, they don't have Michelin. Michelin stars only in Ireland.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's worldwide.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, who knew? Anyway, we had all these big wigs. Literally, some of them had big wigs.
Right.
And they're all ordering, I don't know, Campari and soda, shit like that. You know, stuff that rich people drink.
And what did you order?
I ordered a sex on the beach.
Ah, stop it now. That's so embarrassing.
They still bring it up now.
It's really embarrassing.
As me being classless. Because they were all saying to the... Because you know big wigs always click their fingers.
Rude bastards. Yeah,
I'll have a glass of your finest Moët Chandon, please. And make it chilled to 20 degrees Celsius. And there we go. And then the one prick ordering. What's that, the Japanese drink called?
Sorry, chilled to 20 degrees Celsius means it's bloody boiling.
Fahrenheit? I don't know.
20 degrees Celsius, the thing's nearly boiling.
Okay, and what's the other one? What's the other drink that my wife sometimes partakes?
Well, how would I know?
It's from Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, it comes in a little glass.
Sake.
Sake. And everyone's like, I'll have a shot of your finest sake. And there's me, and I'll have a sex on the beach, please. And they all just looked at me and
the writer.
And made fun of me. So what you're saying is, cocktails at home, no. Cocktails away.
No, do it in your own house, but for all I care, but no. When you're out in public.
People who drink at their own house are borderline alcoholics.
When you're doing it, she bought a bottle of Captain Morgan's only a few weeks ago.
No, I didn't prove it.
You said you sculled it all.
Prove it.
I have proof.
There's two red flags, and I'll finish up on this.
Buying Captain Morgan's up the north, bringing it home and drinking it in an hour.
It literally didn't happen.
It actually did. It was two hours.
Sorry, there's two red flags in your house. If you have a drinks cabinet, you're an alcoholic, borderline alcoholic.
Okay? Really?
Or if you have one of those tacky bars out your back garden. You know, like, say your name is, I'm trying to think of a couple. Say Elaine and John.
Yeah.
Yeah? Say your name is Elaine and John.
Yeah.
And you have a bar out your back garden and it's called Elaine and John's Back Garden Bar. Fuck off. Thank you.
Just because you don't have a back garden big enough to build your own bar out the back.
Even if I had a back garden, I wouldn't. Would you put a bar? Oh, that's a silly question. That's literally a silly question.
I wanted to during COVID. We never got around to it, though.
Imagine having the ostentatiousness. Is that the word?
It's only a bloody shed.
Oh, I just think a bar out your back garden.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. I'm Katie, and that's Adrian.
Yay! I get to meet you. Then could I not technically be sitting in your seat then?
I wouldn't trust you over here.
Actually, can I sit in your seat someday and do the... Could you let me do that?
Just press the buttons?
Yeah. Can I press the buttons next time? Let me run the desk.
I'd be very nervous.
Oh, put me... I would love to be in... Jeremy's gotten to do it and you've gotten to do it and I've never gotten to do it and it's not very fair. I really think I should have a turn in the hot
seat. You're not very technically competent.
Come here, listen, I use that every day. I use that system in work.
Yeah, I know, but you're not technically competent. I wouldn't trust you. This is a lady, by the way, who a couple of months ago came bounding in the door here as the Opinions Matter studio
with
a box in her hand. And she said, oh my God, Adrian, you won't believe this.
You're not getting over that one.
This little box that she came bounding into the studio with. I can't believe this amazing new invention. This is just to highlight your technical incompetence.
Yeah.
She had a charging brick. You know a charging brick for your phone?
They're actually called, what are they called? Power banks.
Power bank.
Amazing thing.
And Katie thought this was a brand new invention that she had only just discovered.
What do you think is the best invention of all time? Honestly, what invention do you look at and like, wow, that is deadly?
But for you, it was the power brick.
It is always the power bank.
And where is it?
Every so often I just come, it's one in my car. Every so often I pass.
Why do you need one in your car?
Just in case. I pick up, I walk by them in the shop, like, oh, that's a tenner. I'll grab that one. I'll grab three of them. And I just.
So, what? You've loads of them now?
Oh, I have loads of them. There's two things that I buy a lot of: bottled water.
Yeah. No, I get that. I do it myself.
Like I don't buy that bottled water. No, that's beautiful. But, like, bottled water at home, I don't drink tap water and I don't let my kids drink tap water. Tap water is for scum. Yeah.
What's wrong with tap water?
Oh, it's for scum. I cannot drink tap water. Now, anybody. with water. By the way, like
that new flavoured water is gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, really is.
But you see, the tap water at where I live is so bad. What's your tap water like? Because you don't live too far from me.
It's not great, I have to say. No, it's not wonderful.
Very bad.
Anyway, sorry. The best invention ever. Of what sort?
Like anything. What do you think is the best invention of all time?
That's a good question.
Isn't it? Let's ask everybody. What's the best invention of all time?
What do you think it is? The power brick?
Oh, no. Well, like, the power bank is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Sorry, Casey discovered these 10 years after they were first launched.
I mean, the Chromecast is pretty incredible, too.
That's a thing of the past.
But I discovered about a year ago.
What? But they're even doing away with Chromecast.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I'm right behind the times. Oh, right, okay.
Chromecast is so old, they're actually doing away with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wireless chargers and fun toys, yeah. Now, for me, the greatest invention...
What's fun toys?
I don't know, probably sexual toys. Do you mean sexual toys, Texter? And if so, do elaborate. Prices. Well, prices and brands, please.
The individual who sent that is called Sean. Okay. So, Sean, I would love to know, wireless chargers, yeah, we get that, yeah. Great invention. But what do you mean by fun toys, Sean?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
What else? What else is there... I mean, the PlayStation.
Oh, he does mean bzz one.
Oh, so is he getting them and sticking them up his ass? Oh,
I don't know.
Do men do this? Do they?
What?
Well, he's just said buzz one. So, Sean, are you sticking sex toys up your ass then? Assuming that you're a man. Well, he's assuming Sean is a man. I didn't know this. Well, men do have a G-spot up there, you know that?
Allegedly, yeah, allegedly.
Apparently, I'm not a man, but apparently I've read somewhere that if, you know, your man's about to do the do.
Yeah.
And you're sticking out... supposed to be like euphoric.
Really?
I read that, but
you've never done it. No
normal men would let you know their ass though.
No
but apparently it's euphoric and you're actually
anyway. What do you think was the best invention ever? Send us a WhatsApp to 085
okay, Sean,
825 2626.
Sean has just gone from dildos, now he's talking about, he's saying reclining chairs. That's quite the stark difference. Sean, I want to get him on. Can we get you on about how you use... No, I'm going to ask him, can we get you on about the sex toys? I really want to explore how men play with buzzing sex toys.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I do. I want to... This is something that I've never been aware of.
Yeah, you see, it's socially acceptable for women to use toys, yeah?
Yeah. And do men not like to use rubber vaginas and stuff?
Well,
I saw these for sale once in a shop and I thought, this is...
What sort of a shop?
Ann Summers. They had literally down the back end of Ann Summers, they have like all the toys and stuff, and they literally had like...
Oh, no, allegedly this person says, I'm not a man.
Okay, Sean. Okay, well, that makes more sense.
But look, that's a man's name.
That is a man's name.
Yeah.
I know he's embarrassed now because he sticks toys up his ass.
Anyway, what was the best invention ever, in your opinion? You can send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, also, guys, it's Adrian's birthday, so please say happy birthday to Adrian. Look at him, he's so cute today. Look at him in his jumper. The first thing I said, look at him in his
What's
jumper.
What's wrong with my jumper?
It's like what my six-year-old would wear on a day, family day out to an event. Oh, God. He's wearing a sweatshirt with a little collar out under it. For those who aren't... Ah, Jesus.
You're really... What's wrong with me clothes?
No, it's too... It's real granddad. Do you know the way granddads and kids kind of dress the same?
Granddads and kids dress
the
same.
You dress your kids like little men with their sweatshirt. Like, you're wearing a sweatshirt and a collar. Like, stick a fork in me, I'm done. So cute. Yeah, happy birthday to Adrian.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday, Mr. Sensible. What does that mean?
Mr. Sensible.
So, sorry, you're saying that granddads and children dress the same?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, where did you even get that jumper? It's just, it's like a kid's jumper that's really big. It's like something I buy for my son at Next.
What's wrong with my jumper?
No, I'm not saying it's old fashioned. It's adorable, but it's like something a 6-year old would wear to a family event. Like if I were going to a communion or confirmation, I was bringing my kids. That's what the kind of thing I'd dress my son in, with a pair of chinos.
And Darren, no, you're wrong. Darren is asking, how old is he? 60? No, Darren.
You're close enough now, aren't
you? What? No, years away from 60.
Because I was at your 50th.
That was only the year before last.
Listen, it was before I had kids, Adrian.
Oh, so. The year before last.
So, yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you for...
Get onto Facebook and have a look at Adrian's top. And because this is really playing with my head right here, and I please join us.
The best invention ever was anger management.
Wow. There's somebody with issues, but glad you're dealing with them.
Because God love you all, if I wasn't a good student. Oh, really? Oh, right. Anger management. Anyway, excuse me. Thank you very much, Lee, for all of the very kind messages.
PlayStation is the best invention of all time. I don't care what anyone says.
Do you think?
Oh.
Do you still game?
Oh, I fucking, yeah. It's my switch off now is, you know, if the kids are in bed and of the house myself, if the hubby's out, you know, nothing nicer than having a beer, sticking on a bit of GTA, God of War.
And how long would you spend on it?
Oh, hours easily.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Weird. I only get up to pee. And even then, it's like literally move now or you're in trouble. Oh, yeah, no, it is. Honestly, the best invention ever is PlayStation.
I've never got gaming girls. Oh, I really
why? What's wrong with gaming girls?
I think it's odd.
I think men do find it weird that women game, don't they?
It's 100%.
It's probably a bit like, yeah, it's probably a bit weird. Like, I don't know any older women that game, so I can't.
Nor do I.
Gaming because it is. But I, even as a kid, though, I was always into gaming. I was like Sonic, you know, Crash Bandicoot. They were my gateway gaming drugs. By the way, my son is. Darren says the PlayStation is a privilege, not a necessity. It is a privilege, but it's still the greatest invention of all time. So if you were to sit down now with a PlayStation, Switch PlayStation, you wouldn't have any. Fuck me, man, you're missing out.
No, I've never really got it.
You're missing out. Like, I'm currently on, I played it already, I finished a game called God of War Ragnarok. If you are into, and I'm not into sci-fi games usually, you know, it's very like, it's all about Thor and, you know, the Greek gods and everything, giants and everything, and I'm not usually into that. I wouldn't watch it, but the game is incredible. I really recommend it to anyone.
So. Oh, there's another gamer. Look there. Look.
Is there a girl gamer?
Kira Doyle says, I am the same as you, Katie.
Go, go, girl. Girl power. I'm telling you, there are girl gamers out there. We're just not very common. But you would find a girl gaming weird.
I just find it odd, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I've always seen gaming as a lad's thing. Have you a gamer's chair and everything?
Oh, no, I'd love one, though.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I'd love one. No, I've opened my ladder couch with my PlayStation on and... Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, there's GTA is coming out later this year, by the way. New GTA 6. I am taking a week off work. I'm telling you. No, I have a pen.
Really?
They're saying around August, September. And
Where are you on Xbox versus PlayStation?
No, Xbox is for scum.
Have you ever played the Xbox?
No.
It's much better.
I've always, always, always been PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah. Now, my son's birthday is Paddy's Day, actually. He's me six on Paddy's Day, and I got him a Nintendo Switch. I can't wait to get him to bed.
So you got your son a Nintendo Switch for his birthday in order for you to play it?
Yeah. Go to bed there, Tig. You tired? An early night yet? After, oh, yeah. I've never actually played a Nintendo Switch. I used to have the Nintendo and play Super Mario Bros. Did you ever play Nintendo?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So you do like gaming. Amanda Nihalon says, I'm a gamer. I'm telling you, the gaming is, there is no switch off in this world.
By the way, everybody is texting Xbox all the way, not PlayStation.
I'm very surprised by that. I would have thought, this is like Android Apple thing. I would have thought the PlayStation would have been much, much bigger.
Well, there you go.
I would have thought there would have been much kind of more... reliable brand. I always thought PlayStation was the main brand of game, and I always thought Xbox was the cheap scumbags version. But there you go. Yeah. So yeah, but GTA or not GTA, God of War 1 and 2. It's where it's at.
And Andrew obviously has a bit of an issue with you.
Andrew has a massive issue with me.
Katie has the mentality of a child. That's why she plays a Nintendo Switch.
I haven't played Nintendo Switch yet, but I really, 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 really can't wait to play it.
And our buddy Paulie says, PlayStation all the way.
Yeah, it is. It's a PlayStation. PlayStation is the best. I've never played Xbox. Even the controller just makes me feel physically ill.
Really?
Ah, yeah. PlayStation's deadly. I've play this game recently. I don't get to play a whole lot of PlayStation, unfortunately, because of young kids. And then by the time they go to bed, you know, I'm so fucking tired. But Silent Hill is deadly, right? And you have the controller, so you have the PlayStation 5 controller, and Silent Hill is super creepy. So if you want a creepy game, guys, this is creepy as shit. You can barely see, like, it's all these things jumping out. You're going through this old, I won't spoil it, but you're going through this old abandoned place with like abandoned hotels, and there's a lot of shit jumps out. But there's noise when you're near one of the things that are going to jump out. It's give you a warning. You hear this little like crackling noise through the PlayStation controller. It's fucking brilliant. It's genius. And you're sitting there at 11 o'clock at night. The house is in dark, 12 o'clock at night. And it's just like, honestly, it's so good. It's so, so good. But yeah, I'm taking a week off. So
just
whenever,
for a game.
So whenever the PlayStation or the GTA 6 release date is announced, don't ask me to cover you, because I will be telling you in no uncertain terms to fuck off.
So, have you ever gamed on a PC? Because somebody just messaged saying PC better than both of them.
No, I haven't gamed on PC, but I believe that my brother has a gaming PC. So he's a he's mad into games as well, but he's PlayStation. He says that the gaming PC is much better. Apparently the graphics are far superior. Now, I don't know how you can beat the graphics of PS5, because the graphics are insane. Like, it's nuts. Yeah.
And just finally, happy birthday, Mr. Foxkiller, says Nolene.
Oh, did you tell the story?
I did. I told the story, yeah. It was a while ago now.
No, but it was a sad story. But
it was,
yeah. You did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do. I ran him over again.
Jason's asking, have you ever played Resident Evil 4? I have played it, and actually that freaked me out. I genuinely couldn't sleep after playing Resident Evil.
Really?
Oh, genuinely. Yeah, no. It's probably, Silent Hill is scary, but I actually think Resident Evil was scarier. It's,
yeah. Come here, somebody just sent us a photograph of their gaming PC. It's a see-through
Jesus,
console. Look at that beast.
Look at that.
Look at that animal.
I'd say that costs a fair few.
Yeah, that's like a real gaming PC. anyway, and then one final message from our buddy Paulie. He said, happy birthday, Adrian. You're doing well. You look far younger than Jeremy.
Well, I don't know if I take that as a compliment. That's like saying you look whiter than Oprah.
But I do look younger than Jeremy. He doesn't think so, but...
Oh, look at Robbie sending his now. Oh, look, they're all sending their... lads, this is like sending me porn. They're all sending me their gaming console, gaming systems. No, I don't care.
Right, you need to get onto PC.
I need to get onto PC. The only thing is about PC gaming, and this is maybe somebody could talk, and I said this to my brother before, I don't get this, because with a PC, it's not like you can lie back on the couch with the controller, you know, sit there having a beer in your birthday suit when the house is empty.
That's an image I will never get out of my head.
Walk around your underwear with a beer playing PlayStation. But you have to sit there at the monitor like you'd be doing. I feel like I'm working. Like, you'd sit there at the... Yeah, it's not a very comfortable... Like, the gaming might be amazing, but the setting wouldn't be very comfortable. No?
Get a reclining chair.
But you can't, okay, so then you're trying, okay, so this is how, so you'd be like this. Trying to do your game, and it wouldn't make any sense.
Okay.
It's not very comfortable. Oh, Adrian, you have to come to my house and we'll game. Next time you're over, I'll show you God of War.
You're grand,
it'll
thanks.
It'll change your life.
I'll pop over and I'll take the kids out for a walk. I'd prefer that.
You can get wireless controllers for PC, says Robert.
Yeah, you can.
So, But your PC screen, you're not. It's not like, okay, so I have a 55, just saying mine's 55 inch. I have a 55 inch TV. Michael says, thanks for that image.
Yeah, no, I won't get that image out of my head now for the rest of the day.
Well, I'm sorry, but yeah, there you go. There's your image for the day. But even on a computer then, the screen is much smaller. So it's not like a, what's the HD? This is what I got when I was getting my TV. So
HDMI.
No, not HDMI. 4K?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like sitting with a 55-inch. Now, I want to get a 65-inch, but I'm told that's too far.
It is a bit big now.
Oh,
it is.
Gaming on a 65-inch with the lights off, yeah. Because behind my TV, we have LED lights, strip lights that change colour, and we can change colour, and it's just deadly. Oh.
What age are you?
If I were of the smoking marijuana type, I'm just saying, that would be...
What age are you?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.